Welcome to Diverse Wellbeing, a weekly podcast where parents of children with needs find support, connection, and real conversations on embracing self-care. This is your host, Anne Loren, a special needs assistant and psychotherapist in Tipperary, and grandmother to three autistic children. As we move into autumn, I've been thinking about change as a theme. This led me to create a short series of episodes exploring how change affects us as parents. We began with our last two podcasts on transitions, and today we're continuing that theme with something I'm calling the seasons of parenting. So, what do I mean by seasons of parenting? Simply put, these are the different stages we move through as our children grow. Parenting is never still. Our role shifts again and again, sometimes in subtle ways and sometimes in very big ways. Think about the move from early childhood into starting school, when you let go of your child's hand for the first time at the classroom door, or the transition into teenage years, when independence can grow and communication can feel more challenging. Then comes the shift into young adulthood, when your role as a parent begins to change again. And later, there's the stage of parenting adult children, where relationships adjust and your role evolves once more. Each of these moments is a new experience for us as parents. We've never done this exact stage before, and that can sometimes leave us feeling uncertain, stretched, or even a little lost. It's helpful to pause and reflect on these parenting stages, because they have a very real impact on our well-being. When our child enters a new phase, everything around us shifts. Routines, expectations, how much support our child needs, how much space they're asking for. These changes can feel unsettling, and that's when our well-being can become more fragile. We might find ourselves holding on tightly to what worked before, even when it no longer fits. That can lead to stress, self-criticism, or simply feeling worn out. But when we allow ourselves to see parenting as a series of seasons, of stages that naturally change, we can give ourselves permission to adapt. And that adaptability is what protects our well-being. It helps us conserve energy, stay grounded, and continue to be present for our children in ways that feel sustainable. So, what can you do today to support yourself through these changes? First, practice flexibility. Remind yourself that what worked before may not work now. And that's not a sign that you failed. It's just part of the process. You might try experimenting with small, simple adjustments. Maybe shifting routines slightly to better match your child's current needs. Or letting go of one expectation that no longer feels realistic right now. Second, lean on support networks. Parenting through change is not something you need to do alone. Talking to other parents who are in the same stage can normalize your experience and reduce the sense of, I must be the only one feeling this way. That support can come from friends, family, or a community group. And if needed, it can also come from professionals, whether that's a parent coach, counselor, or well-being group. The important thing is to remember you don't have to figure everything out on your own. Sharing what you're going through can be a relief in itself. Each stage brings its own challenges, but it also brings opportunities for growth. Your role as a parent will keep evolving, and that's completely normal. Your well-being matters in every stage, not just when your children are small, but throughout their whole journey. By staying flexible and leaning on support when you need it, you give yourself the best chance to stay grounded and well, no matter what changes come your way. If you'd like to stay connected or receive podcast updates, you can visit diversewellbeing.ie and join our mailing list. Until next week, take care. This is Diverse Wellbeing, empowering parents and embracing wellness.